Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Monday, August 5th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. A federal judge has ruled that Google engaged in illegal practices to preserve its search engine monopoly. Google performs about 90% of the world's internet searches. The government argued Google suppressed competition by paying billions of dollars to operators of web browsers and phone manufacturers to make Google their default search engine. The long-awaited ruling is a major antitrust victory for the Justice Department. Kent Walker, president of global affairs at Google parent Alphabet, said the company planned to appeal the ruling. Elon Musk has revived his lawsuit against OpenAI in federal court. The billionaire alleges he was manipulated into believing that OpenAI, which Musk helped launch, would be a nonprofit. Musk has asked the court to cancel OpenAI's licensing agreement with Microsoft because it breaches the deal Musk made with OpenAI and its co-founder Sam Altman. OpenAI has denied that there was a founding agreement governing the company and said that the lawsuit rested on questionable facts. News Corp, owner of The Wall Street Journal and Dow Jones Newswires, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. And today's market sell-off hit the tech stocks that make up the Magnificent Seven hard. The Magnificent Seven includes Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Meta, Microsoft, Nvidia, and Tesla. Collectively, they lost $653 billion in market cap today. It's the largest one-day decline since July. Despite today's losses, all the Magnificent Seven stocks, except for Tesla, remain up year-to-date. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.